Now, the Midwest Family Player of the Week, sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, MailMax, and Visual Performance Center.
Hey everybody, I'm Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports, and I am here with this week's Midwest Family Player of the Week, Abby Schrauben, a sophomore of Lake Michigan Catholic High School. And while Abby plays just about every sport here at Lake Michigan Catholic, last week she had a couple of really nice games on the basketball court. First, against Andrews Academy, Abby scored 31 points, 10 rebounds, a steal, and a block in their 51-40 win. And she followed that up with another double-double performance with 11 points. 11 rebounds and the block, this time in a 38-31 loss to River Valley. Abby, congrats on the great performances from last week. Let's start with 31 points. That's amazing. Is that a career high for you? Have you ever scored that many before?
That is the most I've scored before.
Okay, what was your previous high before that, do you know?
Yeah, it was 24.
Okay, and was that earlier this year?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, has that been something you go into the game, you're like, yeah, I gotta get my new high score, or take me through, like, what happened? Like, 31 points, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. I don't know. For me, it was just a really good game, and my teammates really helped with all the assists, mm-hmm. and it was just really good.
Okay. If you had to, put one thing on it, like, I scored 31 points because this, what was working for you so well? Is there anything?
Yeah, I would say it was just a really good shooting day. Like, okay. A lot of my shots were just going in.
Hey, that happens, right? I mean, not whenever I played, but... It's back-to-back double-doubles. So 10 rebounds against Andrews Academy and then 11 rebounds against River Valley. Is that something that your team kind of relies on you to attack the glass and be the main rebounder?
Yeah, I would say so because I'm one of the tallest people, so yeah.
Okay, and is that something that you've had to kind of learn how to? I mean, you're only a sophomore, and nobody ever wants to rebound because it's not fun. So is it something you kind of had to learn with?
Yeah, especially this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine. Your coach told me that you work hard to find the open shots. Explain that to me. What does that mean exactly, I guess?
Pretty much, it's you have to figure out where the defense is, and you just kind of try to dribble around them and just try to get open. So it's kind of, if you have the open shot or the open look, you just kind of take it.
Okay. And is that something you've kind of had to... That just comes with experience as well. I mean, again, I keep coming back to this, but you're only a sophomore, right? So, and it's really impressive. So, just reading defenses and everything, that takes a little time, and it seems like you're getting the hang of it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
What would you say is the biggest strength of your game?
The biggest strength in my game, especially this year, is probably shooting.
Okay.
I worked hard over the summer to get my shot better, and it's paid off.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's paid off. On the flip side, if there's not necessarily a weakness to your game, but one thing that going into next season you really want to work on and improve, what would that be?
That would probably be using the backboard more. My coaches get on me a lot about that.
Yeah, I imagine. It's there for a reason, to use it. So. Only one more regular season game tomorrow night, and then you face River Valley in the first round of districts. What's the goal, or what are you kind of looking forward to for the rest of the season?
Well, the goal is definitely at districts to win, mm-hmm. hopefully, because I feel like we really have a chance, and we've been close both times we've played them, so I feel like we really have it.
Yeah, I mean, I think both games against River Valley have both really been, six or seven points each. So, and you just played them a couple days ago. So having that third matchup, that'll be a good matchup. Outside of basketball, I mentioned you do everything else here at LMC. Volleyball, softball, and track. What sport would you say is your favorite?
I would say basketball is my favorite. I don't know. I really like my team, and it's been a really stable thing in my life.
Okay. How long have you been playing basketball for?
Since about third grade, elementary school.
Okay. And do you remember if there was any inspiration that got you into it? Maybe a family member, a friend, or just, I don't know, I just kind of started playing it.
Yeah, no, I kind of just started playing it.
Yeah, hey, that's what happens. And so outside of sports, you're also a part of the Drama and Interact Club. For those who maybe aren't familiar with those, what do you do?
Well, Interact is a community service program, and like we help volunteer with other schools too, so like St. Joe, Lakeshore, Benton Harbor. It's pretty much just community service.
Okay.
And in drama, I'm in crew and cast. Okay. And we're doing the Sousification of Romeo and Juliet.
Okay. And when is that? When is that play going to be?
I think, if I remember, it's next week.
Next week. Okay. So you are busy.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. The Interact Club, that sounds like an amazing, amazing thing. So, Abby, thank you for talking with me today. Congrats on the great performances last week, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by the St. Joseph Banking Center and South Haven Banking Center of Sturgis Bank, serving Berrien and Van Buren counties. Proud supporter of our area athletes, member FDIC and equal housing lender, by MailMax and Visual Performance Center, specializing in advanced visual training, Stonegate in St. Joe.